I intend that we decide before that it should go to the county. Now, I have not, I want you to know, I haven't made any decision. Now that you're here, you take a look. You and George have a little fight, and then come in and tell me. Now, I've never, I don't know what the answer is, Elliot, but on things like this, you've got to, and I want you to, I want to tell you what the relationship with Attorney General I'd like to have with you. After you are the president's lawyer, I didn't really have that much of a relationship with, I didn't have a financial officer, I was too busy, he said, to do other things. You know, he's a very close friend. With John Mitchell, with John was, because of the type of person he is, we can get, but you see, basically, you're in a position to, we'll have a council over here, for that time, for example, who will be in close touch with you and all the crap, you know, when I say the clearances and all that sort of thing. But when we get into these things that do involve basic legal problems, in other words, the direction of what we're going, the field of law enforcement and so forth, then you've got to exert leadership there. I want you to be a member of, I told you, the National Security Council. And I'm going to have to invite George too, because he'll go up the wall unless he's there. But that's all right. I think it's useful for you to be there. I think the fact that you have been in the state and defense will allow you to contribute. My suggestion is, are you going to take Johnny Moreover with you?
Yes.
Well, my suggestion is that you assign him or somebody else in there to work as a, or somebody permanently to work directly with one of Henry's staff and get the papers over. Because one thing that John Mitchell did, he did help, and he was very instructive in NSC meetings. He didn't say a hell of a lot, but he studied the papers, and his judgment was good. So I would like for you to do it, and also, to tell you the truth, I think you'll find it more interesting. I mean, you shouldn't just be over there, you know, doing the Justice Department stuff. So,
yeah, I really look forward to that.
Yeah.
And I think in some things, at least, like SAW, for instance, I could
contribute. Well, you can contribute there, but also, frankly, we have to make some really tough calls. Do we or do we not meet with the Russians at this or that or the other? Do we not get the hell out of Cambodia, you know? What we're interested in is your judgment. You see, that's what I want you to feel that way. Don't look at it that you are there only for the purpose of expressing your views on, shall we say, the judicial aspects, etc. In George's case, it will be more that I will call on him only when it is economic, because George does not have a stroke in this other area. But you have that experience. I mean, you've been in the state, you've been, and I had a short stand in defense. I think it will be useful.
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of defense, really, in a short time. You know how it is, you're learning. You learn most rapidly in the beginning, and then
well, it's basically a domination
sort of a curve. Yes, and there are a lot of great people there.
I know.
I like the department is an institution.
I think Fletcher's going to do well there. He's a good professional, and he'll work his tail off. I think
that was a fine choice.
Well, we're putting a professional there. We're also putting a professional over in CIA, which is good.
Yeah,
so they're not
a good guy.
They say Colby is an outstanding man. Now, one current problem we've got, where I want you to talk to Hay about it, is the FBI. And we haven't got any candidates there. I mean, that's the toughest son of a gun that we can find yet.
Yeah.
I currently would lean, first, you've got to clean the whole out, the whole place out. Hoover left it. We can't say this. Maybe we write it 3 more years from now. He left it in shambles, all you. Unbelievable. I guess he had to go and a few other things, but basically, he was no good anyway. But basically, like any strong man, you know, he leaves underneath him just a group of warring factions, and the place is coming apart. Now,
there is nobody within the FBI that can do that job.
There is no former FBI agent. They all come to Deke DeLoach, but he can't do that job because he was part of the war factions himself. And when you talk about a law school, even the rest, they need him a lot in bureaucracy, in my opinion. A judge, I don't know. They might need him a lot. One thing that did occur to me, which might be at this period what we need, is a very straight arrow, tough military guy. You know, not with a purpose of bugging or anything, that sort of thing, but just for the purpose of discipline, getting a discipline and pride, and et cetera, and set back. And so on this one, of course, the call is one that I have to make. It's always made, but it's one that's made always with the concurrence of an advice of the Attorney General. So Hague has spent some time on it. He's thought about it. You and he would chat.
And I've talked about it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I will.
Again,
Simi is one of the key.
I would hope.
Simi is one of the most urgent things to be dealt with.
Got to get it done. Got to get it done. You can't keep Rumpus House there if you want to come for someone else. It's a good word for an interim one. But if you could come up with it. You see, one advantage of the so-called military follow is that it's, if you get the right way, it's very hard. I mean, you don't have the whole problem. He's never done anything that gets him in a conflict business, you know what I mean? They talk about putting a cop in. There isn't a police chief in this country that can run the FBI. There isn't one. They aren't up to it. You know police chiefs, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
They just aren't up to it. Now, the other thing that I want you to have is you've got Dean Schneider there to buy a call. And I think it's very important on the, you know, the appointments and judgments, particularly that we have a good list. You never know when somebody's going to die, you know?
Yeah.
By that I mean, I'm speaking to the Supreme Court. Another point I should make is this. Have a very close relationship with the Chief Justice. He will like it. Far as, however, it can cannot be revoked with regard to the president's papers. In other words, like when you're sitting here making a note for me, or you run a memcom, that'll make it for me and not for anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if we discuss whether or not we're going to burglarize the 10 cent store. Now, you might have testified, because you say if you ever break into the president's papers on it, we have a hell of a problem here.
Yeah. Yeah. Simply, the point is that they asked for a copy of my notes of the conversation, and I didn't want to make an issue of producing the notes.
Your notes, conversation with Crow.
With Crow. So I did produce them, but I excised this truly sensitive reference, and so it shows as in the typed version as bracket omission. Close bracket. They didn't want to pay attention to that at all. And of course, the reason was obviously that they would rather not have identified any genuine national security interest as part of this. If I had thought of it in time, I mentioned it all right, but I could have had a Republican track me on.
Why did you mention this?
Yeah.
That's your piece. As far as my papers are concerned, I will not allow anybody, if I ever allow them to start going through the memorandum of conversations made by, for me, we have a hell of a time. But on the other hand, all of them are open. They're all close to anybody who has testified in that, if they please.
Well, I thought in this case it would have been to draw an issue whether I produced my own memorandum on a conversation that I was testifying to anyway.
That poses no problem.
No.
Well, you were not making that to me. You see that?
No, no.
You were making that for yourself, correct?
Right.
Sure. No problem. As a matter of fact, you didn't. There'd be no executive privilege in any event. You were cabinet officer. That would only have been on the basis that it was national security material.
Yeah.
Which is a different kind of thing.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything.
Incidentally, today, I will present you just very briefly because you know, you feel a little human around. What was the day I came up for your dinner when Bobby Tuffin presided to pay the deficit?
It would have been in May of 1965.
Was it the lieutenant governor or a
general? It was the lieutenant governor.
And you won or lost?
No, I won. I lost in the primary the year in 62 to Brooke. Then I won for lieutenant. That was for attorney general.
Right.
Then I won for lieutenant governor in 64, and you came up in the spring of 65, the end of May or early June.
Kevin Lodge was there.
That was a very good event. You made a fine
83
speech.
Well, the thing is that we've been through, as you can imagine, not even through a very rough experience here with bring that up, I'll start putting out some of this stuff, and we will kill them. If you'd like to see some of the leaks on those, I haven't seen them myself, Henry has, on the newsman. That would not be a very pleasant prediction, but we're not going to do it. But my point is, and the whole Watergate business and so forth and so on, you know, the entire camper, once I got on Twitter, finally in March, was to try to get to the bottom of the goddamn thing, and to find out how the hell it was covered up for gold. And when you get down to the fact that you're, I'm not speaking of White House people now, I don't judge those, but somebody, people outside the White House, it's rough. And actually, the U.S. attorneys have done a good job, and Peterson has done a good job. He felt that he was, frankly, held in by Dean before him. I think that's his truth now. And and he was concerned, of course, about the national security issue, one of the reasons we didn't send that. And thank God we did it, but that Biden's finally recommended that we send that business about that, and that asinine thing, and that crowed break-in. They also were afraid to send it out to the judge. Terribly dismissed the case on the basis of that. But he did it on the basis of that, on the basis of other things. But the point is that that was an area where Watergate impinged directly on the national security area. Directly. And we have a great obligation. These plumbers were not just engaged in Elliott and bringing in psychiatrist's office. They did. Stop or lead us to controlling a lot of leaks. If we had not controlled them, some of our negotiations could never succeed. Hell, we wouldn't, these men would have been out here last night if we hadn't had secret negotiations. And Elliot, you know that. We wouldn't have had the salt without secret negotiations. And we're not going to have one right now without us, too.
The leakages do another kind of damage that is not, I think, adequately recognized. To the ability you have, and Henry, and
to speak
to deal with the department, people.
Let me tell you another
thing. It was really just to kill Bill Rogers and me.
Well, let me tell you another thing on that. The theory was terrible. Take the China issue. I did that alone for that. The only one that was informed was Bill, and he was informed damn late. But I didn't inform Mel Lair. No, Bill, I told him couldn't farm anybody else because the Chinese issue wouldn't have gone. The Russians had been up the wall. We had to get it done, and we weren't sure they would go without total secrecy. Now, if we had a better responsibility to bureaucracy, Elliot, we could talk with our people. You see what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Not down, it's just wrong. I just, to me, it's incomprehensible to people about me, but. The difficulty now is that it's become an heroic act to go out and leak something if it destroys a policy you're against.
Yeah.
Like Judge Bowles leaked out the Bay of Pigs thing because he was against the Bay of Pigs thing. So, that was crazy for him.
Yeah, well, it's corrosive. No question.
So, but on this, if when you're getting into the future, you can say, we are going to comply with the law, but we'll do everything we can within the law. You know what I mean? So we've been through this, but I can tell you that I'm going to put the burden on the cabinet officer, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, to enforce discipline in their own places. They can't go through bugging because the law, since June doesn't allow that, they can't do it through their own, through other operations. But by golly, you know darn well that you can pretty well, I think I can almost tell them to speak something.
Sometimes you can't.
I mean, and you're on your own stand. I don't mean in the government. If I got something that comes right out of there, I can tell by the way that it is.
But it depends somewhat on how closely it held it was to begin with. Some things are fairly highly classified and yet also pretty widely disseminated. Well, I tried a few times in the short time of the defense to run down leaks. They were usually leaks of things that were, you know, pretty widely known all the way from,
The one thing that's fairly important not to leak is a negotiating position.
Yeah.
A negotiating position on salt, for example. Another thing that's fairly important not to leak is something that is that a
How are you going to look it up?
Intelligence, or information sources and means of acquiring information, are one thing that clearly has to be secret, or else you destroy the source. Negotiating position, you. Anybody can understand it if you put it and point it out in terms of, you know, if you're trying to sell your house and your asking price is $35,000, but then one of the kids tells the buyer that you're willing to sell for
$25,000. Yeah. You better go over to the museum and I'll see you there.
Thank you, sir.
Well, good to have you.
I don't know.